Instructions for this exercise are available in the book, The Extraordinary Gift of Being Ordinary, Finding Happiness Right Where You Are, by Dr. Ronald Siegel. For more information, please visit drronsiegel.com.
Riding the Self-Evaluation Roller Coaster. This is an exercise that can help you to become more aware of all the times during the day when your feelings about yourself go up or down. It can also help you to see how each of these boosts and collapses involves a set of sensations in the body. And the more we can notice the role that the body plays in our self-esteem fluctuations, the easier it will be to work with them. Begin, if you're comfortable closing your eyes, by doing so and allowing yourself to find an alert and relaxed posture. If you're sitting, feel the sensations of your feet touching the ground and your body making contact with the chair. Then notice the sensations of the breath. Notice the feelings of an in-breath and an out-breath. Take a moment now to reflect on which of the many building blocks of self-worth you'd considered when you did the What Matters to Me exercise. Which ones felt most alive to you? Perhaps intelligence or wealth, beauty or kindness, popularity or honesty. Just recall whatever stood out. And now recall, or perhaps imagine, a time when that attribute or quality was affirmed. Maybe you accomplished some goal, did well at something, or were praised or appreciated by someone else. And as you recall that moment, or perhaps imagine it, notice the bodily sensations of feeling good about yourself. How does that feel inside? Perhaps you can exaggerate a bit the body posture that comes from feeling good about yourself. Maybe you sit up a little taller, or maybe your chest expands out a little bit. You might try putting your hand over the area in your body where you feel the sensation to identify it more clearly. Allow your eyes to remain closed for a few more moments and savor the sensations. Savor the feeling of feeling good about yourself. Because unfortunately, it won't last. Next, I invite you to recall a time when the opposite happened, or imagine such a time. When the very same attribute or quality that had made you feel good about yourself was in some way negated. Maybe you failed to reach a goal, or did poorly at something, or felt criticized or rejected. Notice what happens in your body when you feel the collapse. And maybe exaggerate a little bit the body posture that reflects this feeling. Maybe slumping over a little bit. Maybe your head a little bit lower. Now try putting your hand over the part of your body, the area where you feel this sensation of collapse or deflation. Try to stay with it for a few moments. Really feel what it feels like. Don't worry, it won't last forever either. Having felt both the ups and downs in your body, I invite you now to find a more neutral posture. Maybe sitting up straight, but not in a way that feels puffed up or inflated. And allow yourself to breathe a little bit, and settle into the sensations and the postures of not feeling especially good nor bad about yourself, but just being an ordinary human being here and now.